We're here on Inside the Huddle this Saturday morning, and we're speaking with Chris Gorbett, Keith and Kevin Wolin, Sarah Martin, Alex Schaefer, Michelle Rodke, and Cora Bernhardt with the Rossville softball team, who recently this week won the first school regional title in softball since the program been around since 1998. Coach Gorbett, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you guys being on this morning. Can you talk a little bit about last Saturday's win and what that's meant to the Hornet community on winning that first regional title?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. As far as the girls played, they played very well. And then as far as community support, was phenomenal.
That's great to hear. Can you talk a little bit about your win over Riverton Park? You guys are 23-2. You're rated number 9 in Class A. You won the game Saturday 5-3, and I think maybe you guys came from behind to win that game, or was Riverton Park up early?
Yes, they were. They were up 2-0. We were able to come back, fight back, and take the lead off a walk, bases-loaded walk, and then from there, pretty much still there from there.
Can you talk a little bit about your pitching on Saturday and how that worked out, and you know what you're looking for this weekend with your pitching?
As far as pitching, she did a great job. She did phenomenal this year inside the circle. And then, like I said, it takes 15 girls to make a productive team, and all 15 produced that day.
And who was your pitcher?
Avery Layton.
Layton, okay. Has she been doing most of your duties this year, for the Hornets?
Yes, she has.
Okay. You've got three girls in there with you this morning from the team. They're all seniors: Michelle Rodke, Alex Schaefer, and Cora Bernhardt. Michelle, I know you're a multi-sport athlete, and this being your senior year, can you talk a little bit about how important it's been to you on being a part of this Rossville softball team and getting the first sectional win in school history and regional? And I guess you guys were telling before this interview started, it was the first conference title for the Hornets and the second county title for the Hornets. Can you talk a little bit about what all that's meant to you as playing for the Rossville Hornets softball program?
It feels great. You know, we started out my freshman year, and Chris came on, I think, my freshman year, too. So we started a whole new program, and I've only ever won one other sectional, which was also my senior year in volleyball. So it felt great to win some more trophies with the sport that I love.
Michelle, I think you're probably going to go on to college and play a sport. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I decided to play softball at Tiffin University this year. I was going to play basketball, but this year and last year I kind of decided that I was leaning towards softball more. I'm really excited to move on and still be able to play.
And if I remember correctly, you came over a pretty bad injury to, you know, get back out there and compete in your senior year. And can you talk a little bit about how that has been, you know, very difficult for you to get back out there and be on the playing field?
It was my junior year when I tore my ACL in basketball. And, I had to get reconstructive surgery, and it was hard to come back from that. But I think it made me stronger, made me a stronger athlete. And it's nice to be able to play on the field now. And I still have problems here and there, but it's okay now, I guess.
Okay. Hey, Alex, what position do you play?
I'm a catcher.
You play the catcher spot. So you're kind of the boss of the team out there and make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, right?
Yes, sir.
Was it a big deal to you to win the first sectional in regional title in Hornet history this last weekend?
Yeah, really awesome.
Can you talk a little bit about, what the community has done for you guys? I think I saw on Twitter you guys were taking some fire truck rides and that kind of stuff, and what that was all like for you guys on the team?
Yeah, I love the fire truck ride. It was the first time I've ever been on one, obviously. And it was really exciting being up there and seeing, like, everyone come out and wave to us and cheer for us, because it is a big deal, and it was the first time we've ever done this. So,
Cora, what position do you play?
I catch as well, but I play a little bit of third.
You play a little bit of third. Can you talk a little bit about what the season's meant for you, getting that first regional title for the Hornets?
It's pretty cool, especially as softball is a like the last thing in your senior year. It's kind of cool to keep going and finish off the senior year with making history.
Can you talk a little bit about what your team's mindset might be this week going into the first semi-state ever for the Hornet program?
Well, I think we've been pretty humble all season. Sometimes we look at each other and we're like, we're 23-2. We don't even realize that sometimes. So
right.
It's just another softball game. It's no bigger than a county game or a sectional game. So,
Coach Gorbett, can you touch upon what some of your preparations have been this week for the team and getting the gals from the Hornet program ready to compete here at Frankfort on Saturday morning against a good, I assume, North Miami team?
We'll stay consistent what we've done in the past to get us to where we're at today. At this point, current time, there's no reason to change anything, and we'll keep moving forward, hopefully.
You've got a few assistant coaches in there, and I want to, you know, get to them here real quick, and then Keith and Kevin Woolen. Hey, good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, you've been helping with the softball program here for a few years and what it's meant for you to get the Hornet program, you know, into the championship level?
Yeah, I started about 4 years ago with Chris. He asked me when he took over the program if I'd join him. So I said, sure. We knew we would have a struggle season our first year, but we knew after time we would get better, and the girls' hard work paid off, and it's shown this year, and it's been fun.
Kevin, you're another assistant coach on the team, Kevin Woolen. Kevin, can you talk a little bit about what your role is on the team and what you feel that these Hornet girls have accomplished this year?
Yes. So Coach Gorbett put me in charge of the outfield, so that's what I've been working with this year. Our saying is, from the first day of practice, is a good outfield helps win ball games, because you go play some teams and they don't have anybody that catches that fly balls or and stuff and struggle. So I've made a point at the beginning of the year to say good outfield wins championships, and our outfield's played really well.
That's great to hear. Another assistant coach in the room this morning is Sarah Martin. Sarah, can you talk about your role with the Hornet program and what this year's been like for you helping coach this team?
Yeah, so I work with the catchers. I also help with the outfield. Dealing with the catchers, just working on the basics, blocking and receiving the ball, and kind of how they have to control the whole field and understanding the game. This year's been awesome, because I've been here since we started. So, just like Keith said, it was a little bit of a rough year the first year, but everything's been moving forward since. And to see where we're at now versus where we started, it's amazing, really.
That's great to hear. Coach Gorbett, can you talk a little bit about, for our listeners, you know, what the dedication has taken from this senior class and all the girls on down, and how many years ago that you guys put the work in, maybe even playing, you know, youth softball and getting the program turned around to get the Hornets to where they're at today?
I started coaching some of them when they were in 6th, 7th grade, and then I decided to take over when the varsity position came open, decided to put a coaching staff together that I thought would be successful in the future, and took on two of these three seniors were here when we started. So they've got to see the ups, the downs, and I've always said desire and commitment will go a long way, and it starts with the players, to the parents, to the coaching staff, and to school administration. If you have all four of them in process, all in this place, you'll become successful. And this year, I do believe that we've had all four in place to get to where we're at today.
Michelle Rodkey, who's a senior on the team. Michelle, can you talk a little bit about, did you really think you'd be 23-2? Playing the first weekend in June at Frankfort in the semi-state with a few games to go to play at Purdue University when the season started?
You know, not quite, honestly. I didn't really know what was set in for this team this year until about the first week of practices, and then I realized that we're starting to put things together and we had a chance in some of these tournaments and stuff.
Michelle, can you talk a little bit about this coaching staff and some of the things they've accomplished with you guys and, you know, the hard work they put in to get the Hornets where you guys are at now?
They came in my freshman year, so I've had them for 4 years now. So, they mean a lot to us seniors because they came in.
Speaking with Alex Schaefer, who's a senior on the Rossville team. Alex, can you talk about, you know, what it's taken for you to be a young softball player, to be a senior leader on this team and lead this Hornet group to a semi-state?
Oh, yeah. Going in freshman year, I was definitely, like, really scared as a senior. And I didn't really, like, know what was, like, going to come into this. And then as I grew and got to my senior year, I realized that I shouldn't have been scared of the seniors because, like, we all come collectively as a team and we work together. It's not one person leading everybody. And, yeah.
Cora Bernhardt, who's another senior on the team. Cora, can you talk a little bit about what your softball program, your career has been like and all the way up to your senior year?
Well, I've pretty much played softball since I was young, but I came into Rossville my junior year, so I haven't had these coaches since my freshman year. It's been really nice. They've been really accepting, and I've learned a lot, not from just softball itself, but from the people in it and the coaches. So,
you three seniors, if you had some words of advice for little Hornet girls out there in Rossville that want to play Pixie or cadet softball, what can you give them for advice to be working on now to be successful as you guys have been? Any of you can answer it.
Honestly, the most fun part for me was on the fire truck was when we went through a park and we went through a actual, like, little kids tournament, and they were, like, they seemed so excited. It was so, like, wholesome.
That's
so
pretty cool. If they were going to be successful like you guys, what can you tell them they need to be working on out there to, you know, to be a good senior Hornet someday?
I would say a really important thing is fundamentals, because that's something that you can take with you, whatever position you play. And I'd also find a position that you love, earlier the better, and then just really hone in and work on that and do your best.
Of you three assistant coaches, Keith, Kevin, or Sarah, do you guys want to touch upon about what you're thinking the Hornets need to do this Saturday when they face North Miami to be successful like you guys have been this year?
Play our ball. That's what coaches have said all year, play our ball. So that's what we need to do.
Well, something else they've done this entire postseason is they just don't stop. They don't quit, because we've had things not go our way and we've made mistakes, which is fine. Everybody makes mistakes, but they don't let it snowball, and they just keep coming at them. And if we're going to be successful, we have to keep doing that.
Keith, do you know much about North Miami and what you guys might be expecting?
No, not really. I don't even pay attention to that, because we just need to go in and play our game.
And being your game, I'm guessing the Rossville Hornets are being very not making any turnovers, being aggressive on the bases, and trying to get as many runs when you get girls on base as you can. Is that your kind of just your game plan?
Yeah. Yes. Just go out there and support one another and make the plays when they have to be made. Don't give up.
Coach Gorbett, have you thought about what kind of legacy this might be starting for the Hornets and for your future there, leading the Rossville Hornets in future softball years?
Well, you always hope that it does something. You hope that it encourages younger kids to go out and drive themselves to make themselves better, to be able to conquer what they've conquered this year. By them looking up towards our seniors and anybody that plays varsity softball, as a little kid, a cadet, Dixie, that's what they should do, is look up to them and hopefully carry it on.
Coach, can you talk about some other players besides Michelle, Alex, and Cora with you today that have been helping the Hornets win these games and get through the regional championship?
Like I said earlier, all 15 play a very important role in the program. Like I said, if it wasn't for all 15 girls, we wouldn't be successful. So it takes all 15 to make it work, and we've had all 15 work this year.
Michelle, can you talk a little bit about if 8 o'clock Saturday night or maybe 9 o'clock when that game's over at Frankfort and you guys are semi-state champs headed to Purdue, what that will mean to you?
It'll be a short night.
I mean, it'll mean a lot because, I mean, it'll be crazy. Because we have already hung our number up twice, and it'll just mean that much more if we leave that much more of a legacy on our senior year.
Have you guys really thought about possibly playing for a state championship, Alex? And if the Hornets got to do that, what that would mean for the Rossville community?
Yeah, really not when we're looking forward. We're just looking at one step at a time. And, of course, I've thought about it because we've gone through many games and we've persevered. And we've actually made history, like, literally. And I thought, like, we're already at semi-state, so you might as well go the whole way.
And that could be very easy to do with the attitude you guys have. I can see that. Cora, kind of the same thing. If you got to play at Purdue next week for the state title, what would that mean to you and the Rossville community?
I mean, obviously it would be pretty cool. But, again, we are just taking one game at a time, one inning at a time. So if we get there, great. But if we don't, we've had a great season, and I'm not complaining about it.
Coach Gorbett, did you have in mind that you'd be doing this interview a semi-state or heading into the semi-state when you started the season this year?
I think Michelle said it earlier. We were about 3 or 4 practices in, and as a coaching staff, we had this conversation. It looked like we never stopped. And I've said this before, Sheridan last year when they came in and beat us in sectional did us a huge favor. They actually gave this team a drive to be successful and try to win a sectional. And we come in during workouts, and they, as far as hitting the ball, fielding the ball, it seemed like we never stopped. In the past, it's always took a couple weeks to about a month to get going again. But this team came in, was very explosive right off the get-go. So I think then, as coaching staff, we knew we were probably heading in the right direction. We just had to capitalize on it.
Keith, is there a game in the season where you thought the Hornets really were turning it on and you could get to this goal of winning a regional championship for the Rossville community?
I would say all of them, to be honest. Even our two losses, we were competitive to it in it. Yeah.
Kevin, do you have any point back in the season that you can remember where you just felt like it was a momentum builder and a change and Rossville was going to end up in this position?
I'm like my brother. I think about every game seemed that way. We had a couple ups and downs against Clinton Central the first time we played them at Clinton Central, and we overcame that. And then we competed against a couple of bigger schools. We lost 4-1 against BC, 1-0 against Western, and that gave us some, I think, some good things to see.
Coach Martin, you're not a former Hornet like all the rest of them in the room, but coming from a different area, can you talk a little bit about what you see in the Rossville program from like where you grew up?
The biggest difference I see here from where I grew up is that it's just the drive with the team. Because I didn't coach high school from down south, but when I played, it seemed like at the end of the season, everybody was just wore out and they were done. And I don't get that feeling at all from this team. Like, they just want more. And the drive and the consistency to just not quit is just, it's different than what I've experienced in the past.
Coach Gorbett, can you talk a little bit about what you're going to prepare for the rest of this week leading up to your game Saturday morning against North Miami, who is 19-9 and be your opponent at Frankfort on this Saturday for the first game of the semi-state?
And same thing we did from the beginning. You just have to keep doing what we do. And during practices, after practices, you keep the drive going forward, and that's pretty much where we focus at now.
Michelle, do you have any personal goals that you've met this year or wanting to still achieve?
I mean, we obviously at the beginning of the year set the goal of winning sectionals because we were sectionals runner-up last year. But we've achieved that goal, and I think now all of our goals is to win a ring, put on our fingers.
Alex, do you have you met all your goals, or you still got more here to achieve yet?
Going like further after sectionals, I definitely made more goals, and that was winning the regional game, and we did that. And keep going, as I said, semi-state, that's the goal, to win, and then win the next game we play, and then honestly going to state and playing at Purdue, that would be really exciting, and to get the ring, like Michelle said.
Cora, when the season started, did you think that this team would go down as one of the best teams in Hornet history, if not the best team in Hornet history?
I knew that we definitely had the talent from day one, but I didn't know that it would turn out like this. But I did have confidence in a good season.
We're going to be doing another interview on Inside the Huddle yet today with the Rossville baseball team. Coach Gorbett, or anybody on the coaching staff, can you talk a little bit about what the spring sports have been like at Rossville and this last week with the baseball team winning their sectional and you guys winning a regional and you're all still competing and practicing up there in Rossville?
Great. I'll go ahead and find that off. This is Coach Kevin Wall.
I think it's great. Both first time in school history that both teams have won a sectional at the same time and then regional at the same time. We're still making history, and hopefully the boys continue their run, and our run continues to stay.
Keith, you got any comments? You're a longtime Hornet fan and, you know, been very active in the community up there. Can you talk about what that means to you?
It's pretty amazing and exciting, and it's exciting to be a part of. And just hope we can keep on rocking and rolling.
You guys got anything else or words of wisdom you want the listeners to know as you compete today for the semi-state here in Frankfort? Anybody want any last words? Nothing? Okay. Well, Clinton County Daily News, WILO, we want to congratulate you guys on the first sectional title in Hornet history. Well, I'll slide you back up a little bit further. The first conference title in Hornet history. You guys have been a program since 1998. You won your first sectional, and then this past weekend, your first regional, and you're headed to Frankfort today to face North Miami, who's 19-9. You guys are 23-2, the Class A number 9 team. We want to wish you guys good luck. I want to thank Chris Gorbett, Keith Wollen, Kevin Wollen, Sarah Martin, Michelle Rodkey, Alex Schaefer, and Cora Bernhardt for being on Inside the Huddle this morning and leading your way to a state championship at Purdue University next weekend. Thanks, guys.